Hey guys, welcome back to my show. In today's episode, I have a really special guest with me today. She's an amazing singer-songwriter, and some of you may already know her. If you do not, this episode is gonna introduce you to her. Her name is Amy Van. Hi Amy, how are you today?
I'm great, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you so much for being on the show.
It's an honor and a privilege.
Thank you. So please, introduce yourself.
So I'm a singer-songwriter, I'm 24, I'm from Boston, and I'm now living in LA doing the whole thing.
That's awesome. I think, you know, singing-songwriting is just so amazing. Like, there's so many things that you can do with it, right? Like, you sing, you songwrite, it's literally in the name. But, like, you also tell stories, which I think is the best part. And so that brings me to, like, you know, your latest song. What has that concept been like? What's the process been like for you?
So that one was, I was hearing so many of my friends are in situationships, which is basically like the in-between phase of relationships and being single. And so I wrote a song that was basically like, hey, do you love me? Spit it out. Let's figure this out. It's called Do You Love Me? So right there. But yeah, that's the idea of it.
That's a pretty interesting idea, I think. That, you know, just driving in from personal experiences and adding those things is like the best part of music, right? Because when you write music, like, you don't think about other people often. It's just like, you know, what you want to write. But I know, like, slowly as like you kind of grow as a singer or a songwriter, you kind of just start thinking about what you want to hear, which is where sometimes the music craft itself diminishes. So how do you think you deal with that? Like, do you prefer to be like people pleasing, people where like you're doing what other people want from you, or do you prefer to stay authentic to what you want?
I think when it comes to my personality, when I'm with other people, I'm more of a people pleaser, but I really like being an artist because, you know, when there's no one around and I'm just making music, that's where I'm able to really just listen to my voice and do whatever I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, again, what you said, right, being a musician and being, like, you know, completely separate from the, like, just you, like a normal human being who just, like, you know, is a student or is a doctor or whatever, right? Just being on that two sides, like, as a singer, you have two personalities in a way. You have the normal you who hangs out with your friends, goes to the mall, does shopping or whatever. And then there's singer you, which is, like, you know, you, I don't know, write songs and do songwriting, perform on at venues, and I think those two are separate people. I think even for me, like, when I write, I'm a different person. If I'm not writing, I'm a different person. It's like you have two separate personalities, and I think that's pretty cool, actually, because you get to play two different characters, if you will.
Mm-hmm. I do feel like Hannah Montana most of the time. I got my best of both worlds going on.
Yeah, that's a pretty good analogy. I think I never actually thought of it like that. You're right, Hannah Montana is, I think, a perfect example. Like, you know, she is living a normal life. The only difference, I guess, would be that, you know, we have like the same thing. We're not changing ourselves, right? We're not putting on a wig and just changing ourselves. This is like funny because, like, I know, like, your hair, like, it's like on one end and then on the other end, so it's like, actually, like, you have,
that's what I say,
Miley Cyrus is like brown hair on one end, and then you can just like you split it in half, which is literally what you
I think it's like a pretty cool Miley Cyrus experience, so.
Yeah, I think it's like a pretty cool, like, you know, artist image you've created for yourself. I think it's very unique and like catches people's eyes. Like, you know, if you were to have, you know, just brown hair, just blonde hair, it's like pretty much everyone out there. Maybe I like a couple blue streaks, but I think just adding that person flair to it where you're just like half and half, pretty cool. I think gives you this like different, I don't know, look.
Thank you. It also means if I am really weird in public or I do anything that I'll regret in public, people will never forget it because they can't forget my hair. So it's also a curse.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's always good to stand out. I think when standing out, you often make the biggest impression, sometimes good, sometimes bad. And I think that's often part of life. Like, I know as a teenager, for me, you often want to hide, right? You want to, like, when you make a mistake, you quickly, like, oh no, I made a mistake. But I think that's the part, like, you know, if you're not making mistakes, I think that's when you have to ask yourself, is something wrong?
You're wise beyond your years. You know stuff.
Thank you. I think, like, you know, just talking to so many singer-songwriters and just talking to creatives in general on this podcast have kind of just opened me up, you know, and has given me new perspectives. Like, you were talking about, like, you know, how you view your singing and songwriting, whereas someone else might be talking about, like, I know, I did a couple of episodes with Christian singer-songwriters, and they talked about how faith played a huge role in their life. And really, also, yeah. I think just, like, again, that's the beauty and the magic of, like, you know, singing and music in general, because it just gives you, like, a different perspective every time you look. You may look at from the 90-degree angle, and you're getting, like, a halfway viewpoint of country plus faith, whereas from another angle, you might see pop or indie or rock.
So true. Wow.
So, talking about genres right now, what do you think is your favorite genre and why? Like, which one do you prefer working in?
I really like alternative singer-songwriter pop. I know that's really long-winded, but I think music that's, you know, really easy to listen to and really direct lyrically, but also has a lot of really cool production elements mixed into it.
Oh, so kind of like alt-y in a way, right? All pop and kind of just mixed in.
Yeah, like Holly Humberstone's a big one I've been loving. Gracie Abrams is another one. Like, you know, that kind of energy.
Wow, big names. Yeah, that's like, I know Gracie Abrams was nominated for Best New Artist for the Grammys.
She was robbed.
Yeah, I honestly would say that too, but again, I don't want to start a revolution where, like, everyone's like fighting, no, Victoria deserved it or whatever.
You could start a revolution if anyone can do it.
I think it always, like, you know, starts from the young people. They're like, I remember, the second point which I'm going to talk about now always gets to people. And I, now that we're on this topic, might as well just bring it up. Like, you know, Gracie Abrams, right? She's an amazing, beautiful artist. She has, like, so many amazing songs. Like, I love In Between and, like, you know, these songs, her unreleased songs as well. But, like, I prefer listening to her release songs. So, like, that seems more, like, a good thing to do. I really like, you know, I'm trying to think of my favorite one. Like, you know, the songs from Camden.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or, like, Mean It.
Love Mean It. That's one of my favorites.
And I think she even did one where it was called Say It Out Loop or something like that. Like, there was this one where she did it for a TV show. I think Buccaneers or something like that.
I'm not sure which one that one is, but I'm sure I love it. I haven't even heard it.
Yeah, so anyways, I know many people were talking about Taylor Swift too, like, you know, how she announced her album and everything. I am a big fan of her work, but at the same time, I often, like, you know, try to support the smaller artists just to get them, like, Lainey Wilson. Like, I never saw her in the news even once. Not even once. Even on the day she won the Grammy, she was barely in it. And I think, you know, like, the hype around Taylor Swift is amazing. Gracie Abrams does get that hype too sometimes because she also went on tour with her, but I think, like, they all have separate energies, and I think people often compare one another and be like, oh, Gracie Abrams is like the baby version of Taylor Swift, or Holly Humberstone is like the female version of Conan Gray. I honestly do not get that one, but
yeah, I don't know that one. I've heard she's the female version of Maddie Healy before, and that one
I could see that, yeah. She does give that kind of, like, 1974 vibes a little bit.
Yeah, like, grungy a little bit, yeah.
Like, Into the Deep is so good. Like, Into the Deep, Paint the Room Black.
Paint the Room Black is one of my favorites.
Yeah, Paint the Room Black, and, like, yeah, there's so many good songs. I think both of them are just such elegant writers, like, they get the message across, like, even though they're not country artists, because I know, like, with country artists, they have, like, this, like, personal story, you know, they dive extremely deep, like, they would hit nerves, do everything in their power to make people, like, you know, feel the music. With pop music, we do that too, but I think with pop, sometimes we hold back. Yeah. We're trying to make it more, I don't know, something that you can dance to, or something that you can kind of just sing all the time. Whereas with country, you kind of have to put that effort in, you know, put that effort when you're singing it, like, for the singer themselves, not, like, the person writing the song, but, like, you kind of have to have that not accent, because the accent is just like, I've seen so many New Yorkers who sing country songs, and they're really good. But I think we're just digressing from here. My actual question for you is, who would your favorite artist be? But I mean, I know you love Gracie Abrams and Holly Humberstone, but if you could choose one of them just to listen to forever.
That's tough. I would say, I mean, my top three are Lorde, Tom Odell, and Coldplay. If I had to pick one, it might be Coldplay.
Wow, yeah. Coldplay is so good, like Sparks and their That's new stuff, favorite. Like Spark My Universe, really, really catchy, really good. And I think
so much range.
Their whole band, I personally love AJR too. They're so good. AJR.
Oh, yeah.
I think like their approach towards things, like even their concerts, like, you know, like live clippings of their concert that they've done and all those things, like, you know, they show this like they have green screen applied without people even knowing there's a green screen applied. Like, it feels like someone is holding them in their hands while on stage live. I'm thinking when I'm watching these videos live, but they have so many visual effects added to it, which is not just lights and things like that, but actually like using green screen somehow. So I think it's just really creative.
Yeah, totally.
This brings me to my next question, actually. How's the experience been in the industry? What do you like about it the most?
I like that it helps me meet a lot of like-minded people, a lot of really creative, interesting people. So that's definitely the plus of it. I will say it's kind of like shark waters, so you have to watch out for the rotten eggs, and there's a lot of empty promises you'll get in the industry, but you just gotta, you know, take a million no's and wait for that one yes, and that's the grind.
Yeah, I think what you just said right there, right, it's very important, kind of just get used to that thing where, like, not get used to it, actually, that's a bad phrasing. I think it would be more of like, you know, understanding that you won't always get a yes from people. And I know there's so many people out there who are actually not even signed, and they're doing pretty great, because I think the only thing that a record label gives you would be like that, you know, extra publicity or like that extra support that can get you in front of, like, I don't know, the Grammy people. But I know Grammys, you have to be part of the Grammy thing to be nominated for it. But I think, like, with People's Choice, right, you kind of have to have that extra push through a manager who can help you get in there. But I know, like, singer for Golden Hour, Jake, he is unsigned. And by choice, he's been offered many deals, which of course he would, because he's so good. But, like, he denies all of them because he kind of want to have that creative control over his music. And I think that's just very important as a singer or songwriter, because if you do not have the control, it's almost like you're just giving away your artistry and just letting other people just kind of, you know, mess around with it, even if they're doing it for your own good.
Totally. I've been signed and I've been unsigned, and I've honestly enjoyed being unsigned a little bit more because of the freedom that you have.
Yeah, so speaking of which, you just said that you prefer, like, being unsigned. So what do you think kind of were the constraints you felt when you were under a label?
I think it's a lot of people telling you what they want you to make, which sometimes can be the right direction, but a lot of the times it, especially if you're a people pleaser like me by, you know, fault, sometimes it influences your music, because you really should just be making music as if you're just in your bedroom making it for yourself. But if you feel like you have all these people breathing over your shoulder, then it kind of dilutes the music you're making, I think.
Absolutely. I think just having that, you know, originality and that authenticity, I think, is very important. I've always been saying this from the start, like, you know, in all the other interviews and all the other conversations we've been having with other artists. I think it's just very important to just stay true to who you are, because at the end of the day, a bunch of people who listen to your music leave, but listen to it and stay maybe, but like at the end of the day, it's just you who's going to be listening to it and like putting it out. So like, if you do not like what you're putting out, then it's like not gonna be a great opportunity for the music to grow, because you do not like it, no one else likes it, and then just staying there. So for me as well, I kind of just focus on getting the music I want. Like, I have so many songs in my phone, like, that are written, but not all of them go out. Like, sometimes I just keep them, them on my phone for, like, I don't know, months and months until I finally feel like, okay, this is ready. Because what happens is you kind of just think about releasing a bunch of stuff so that you look more impressive. Because you're like, oh, because when I see artists, I often go the opposite way. If they have lesser songs, I listen to them, versus if they have more songs. I know if they have more songs, they already, you know, have stuff on their plate. But with ones with lesser ones, they need those views to boost their listenership and kind of just get that exposure. So I think that's what, like, you know, this whole podcast is built for, to kind of get that exposure to people who many people do not know. Like, if I were to say, have you guys heard of Gracie Abrams, right? Many people know her. Versus if I were to say Holly Humberstone, because Holly Humberstone, even though she's really popular, what happens is then she is still, like, you know, on the growing side. She still has, like, sold out shows and everything, but that's because they're into her music and have known her for a while. Whereas, like, you know, even for me, I explored Holly Humberstone, I think, a couple months ago, and I'm liking it now.
Yeah.
So that's, like, the essence of music, right? Because, as you said, like, the industry can be tough to crack sometimes.
Totally. Yeah, it's definitely hard to crack.
So my last and final question for you is, what advice would you have for future singer-songwriters?
This is kind of passed on advice, but I saw a video the other day where Jessie Reyez was asked the same question, and she said fail faster was her advice. And I think that's so good, because you really just got to put yourself out there. Even if it goes poorly, you're going to learn something from it, and then you're going to do the same thing but better, faster, and you're just going to grow exponentially by just seeing what happens.
Wow, this is, like, really interesting feedback. I've never heard anyone say fail faster, because, like, it's actually quite interesting. I never thought of it like that, because often people are like, you have to be successful, you have to be winning at everything, single thing you do in the music industry, or any industry even. And it's really interesting to hear that losing is also part of this. I think that makes sense now, because if you are winning all the time, you basically are just having everything handed to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, kind of like, when we have self-built artists who have zero connections to the industry, their father or mother, whoever is part of the family, none of them are producers or, I don't know, industry specialists. Like, I know, like, Billie Eilish, right? She is full of music. Her brother produces her music. He also sings. Her mom is an actress. Her dad is her dad. I did not do too much research on her dad, so I have no clue what he does. And I know that he's not listening to this episode, so I'm safe right now.
He is, you never know.
Oh, yeah, you never know, actually, that's true. Sorry. Anyways, yeah, that's such great advice. Thank you so much for coming on the show with me today. I really enjoyed talking to you, and I wish you all the best with all your music.
Likewise, thank you so much for having me. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Everyone listening to this episode right now, I hope you all enjoyed this episode and learned something new. If you would like to check out Amy's music, I'm going to be putting out her links into the show notes. So feel free to check out her music. Thank you so much, everyone, and I'll see you all next week.